This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just a bit, we'll get fresh data on how companies that sell services are doing. Consumers have been spending more on services this year after buying sprees on goods earlier in the pandemic, but we're watching to see if these higher interest rates have started sapping our appetite for services. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Take restaurant spending, for example. In May, spending at restaurants fell for the first time in several months.
Consumers are becoming a lot more cautious.
That's Jennifer Lee, senior economist at BMO Capital Markets. Part of the issue, she says, is the higher prices we're paying for services. But there are other factors that could get in the way of services spending, like whether a business has enough workers on staff.
You know, what you're getting for your money, you know, slower service, canceled flights, that could actually be potentially another cooling factor for consumer spending.
A lot of services spending still hasn't caught up to pre-pandemic levels, says Shannon Seery, an economist at Wells Fargo. But even if the growth in services spending slows down,
there is still that desire from consumers to take the vacation, go to the wedding, all of these things that, regardless of the price tag that they're facing this summer, I think they're going to continue to spend on.
Seery says that should help prop up overall consumer spending this year, even as people spend less on goods. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.